Citizens Budget Commission began scrutinizing state and city budgets in New York during the Great Depression in the 1930s. They were listening when Governor Cuomo said repeatedly in recent weeks that his latest budget plan keeps total spending below 2% for the seventh year in a row. Cuomo outlined the numbers during a budget briefing on January 17th.
That's a total state operating budget of 1.9%. It's under 2%, which is the fiscal discipline we brought to the state.
The Budget Commission's David Friedfeld says the group ran an analysis. It found that Governor Cuomo's spending plan is not, as Cuomo claims, staying within a 2% spending cap.
We found just this year in his proposed budget, there's $1.2 billion in essentially gimmicks to get that number down to 2%. Without it, growth would be 3.2%.
Friedfeld says the gimmicks include a proposal to shift the cost of paying some state workers from the general fund to a capital fund worth $227 million, which does not count towards total spending in the budget. The governor also wants to delay a $193 million payback of a loan to the New York Power Authority. Cuomo also makes changes to the STAR property tax rebate program so that some of the money owed to taxpayers will appear as income tax credits. That wipes $277 million off of the books as state spending.
The governor's proposal includes $700 million worth of savings, where it's really just money being moved around. It's not a change in spending. It's not a change in programs. It's not a change in priorities.
And finally, the governor's spending plan also claims savings of $500 million by better managing state agencies. But Friedfeld says he does not list any specific steps to actually find those savings,
which should make taxpayers nervous.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo's budget office rejects the commission's analysis and says spending growth is truly being kept at 2%. Spokesman Morris Peters had some cutting words for the group. In a statement, he called the Citizens Budget Commission a self-appointed fiscal watchdog group and saying he'd hoped the organization would recognize and celebrate the Cuomo administration's success at reining in spending. But he said their relevancy is based on their critiques. The Citizens Budget Commission has frequently in the past praised aspects of Governor Cuomo's spending plans, and Friedfeld offered some positive suggestions on how to actually keep to the 2% cap. Cut some areas of the budget where the spending is beyond 2%.
There are a lot of places in the budget where there could be cuts in spending, whether it be economic development, certain education funding.
He says those actions could lead to greater transparency. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.